think it's the 20th, 3/20/2023, Deerbrook, D-E-E-R, Brook Emergency Hospital, Dr. Ali, A-L-I, date of visit 3/17/2023. First patient is S.J., 75-year-old woman, seen for recheck of her COVID. When the first time she was diagnosed with COVID, she had a CT scan done which showed pulmonary nodules, and she's going to see the pulmonologist today. She said Dr. Ali was very thorough. Next patient is M.W., 64-year-old woman, seen for stuffy nose, cough, and congestion. Patient was very unhappy with Dr. Ali. She had a negative swab test, which was negative. She said that Dr. Ali stood in the doorway, told her everything looked good. When she begged for medication, she got a prescription for prednisone and zithromycin. She said Dr. Ali never examined her, never listened to her, and only talked to her from afar. When she asked her what she was going to do, Dr. Ali sent the nurse to explain to her what she's going to write for her. She said, "I'll never go back," and that the doctor was very rude. Next patient is N.G. This is a 32-year-old woman with severe abdominal pain. UA, UPT, CBC, CMP, LFTs negative, X-ray, CT negative. Ultrasound shows gallstones, no cholecystitis. The chart states no medication was given, but actually she got pain medication, medication for nausea, and she was very happy with the care received. Next patient is JG, 45-year-old woman with possible high blood pressure. Blood pressure was 160 over 101 out of her Norvasc. Hydralazine 25 brought the blood pressure down to 140 over 90, and she left with a prescription for Norvasc 10 milligrams. She was happy with the care received. The only complaint she has was headache, no chest pain, and no other blood work and or EKG was done. Would recommend checking blood work EKG in patients with blood pressure out of control. Next patient is JR, is a 23-year-old woman, 8 months pregnant, complained of pelvic pain. Patient was sent home with round ligament pain diagnosis. She's doing a little bit better. No urinalysis was done. Even though pain appeared musculoskeletal, always check a urinalysis in a pregnant woman with pelvic pain. Next patient was happy with the care nevertheless. Next patient is MM, 75-year-old woman with possible COVID. No symptoms. Patient had negative tests, was sent home to go back to work. She was happy with the care. Next patient is DB, is a 63-year-old woman with cough, congestion, sore throat, runny nose, swab test negative. Blood pressure initially 189 over 104, come down to 169 over 94. So, was sent home with zithromycin and prednisone, left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is TC, is a 78-year-old male with leg sores. He has a history of diabetes, COPD, is wheelchair bound, CBC chemistry urinalysis negative, but apparently the sores looked infective, to cause which made Dr. Ali give him a dose of zosyn and vancomycin. Patient states that nobody talked to him about staying. Cultures were done, and there are no statement regarding whether or not patients should stay. Consider admission for someone who requires two different IV antibiotics in emergency room. Patient was sent home with doxy. He's going to find a doctor at the VA. Sound like patient may have benefited from wound care and inpatient IV antibiotics, as well as LTAC placement. All lab work and x-ray were normal. No sign of osteomyelitis was noted. Patient was happy with the care. Next patient is KM, is a 44-year-old with a knot under her foot. Scar tissue versus mass, no test, no treatment, no answer when I called the patient. Consider some sort of imaging, even if it's just an x-ray for any kind of musculoskeletal pain in the emergency room setting. Most likely the patient needs an MRI, but in an emergency room setting, x-ray would have been appropriate. At least an x-ray or a CT would have been appropriate to rule out abscess or a foreign body or something that can be seen on an x-ray setting. Next patient is QB, is a 34-year-old with sore throat, discomfort of the chest, breathing. Patient said Dr. Ali was awesome. She was diagnosed with URI. Swab tests were negative, was sent home with prednisone and zithromycin. Next patient is RP, 35-year-old woman seen with pelvic pain, bleeding, 10 weeks pregnant. Patient apparently had a partial abortion in the emergency room with copious amount of bleeding. CBC, CMP, urinalysis were within normal limits. Sonogram showed no fetal heart tone. Patient subsequently was sent home. No one answered the phone when I called. Was sent home and told to see OB-GYN ASAP. Next patient is JC. He's a 12-year-old with chest pain, swab test negative, EKG negative. Diagnosed with URI, sent home with Bromfed. I left message for family to call me back. Thank you.